Track 3.12.
Good evening and welcome to TalkBack. Recently, the popular press has been under fire yet again, this time for their apparent disregard for truth and accuracy. In the studio tonight, we would like to welcome Shelley Russell, Oscar-winning actress, and Jim Falmer, editor of Celebrity Lives magazine. Shelley Russell, let's start with you. Do you think there should be greater restrictions placed on the press and the stories they print?
Yes, absolutely. I can't open a magazine without reading stories full of false information about myself or people I know. It's getting...
Sorry, but I can't believe that you're actually complaining about free publicity. I mean, I remember, Shelley, before you were famous, you were begging us to write features about you. Anything.
If you would just let me finish. Of course, the press have been important. I'm an actress, and I understand the power of the press. But the thing is, I rarely seem to read anything true about myself these days. Take last week. Your magazine wrote this story about me and my co-star, who, incidentally, happens to be married to a very good friend of mine, taking a bath together in my hotel room.
Oh, that. That was...
Hold on. I haven't finished. You went on to say that the bathtub was filled with $5,000 worth of champagne. Now...
Well, that was just some fun. I don't think you should take that too seriously.
Oh, really? You don't think that it's at all serious that my co-star's children woke up to the headline, "Shelley gets bubbly with Sean in champagne bath," or that his wife is now filing for a divorce?
Look, I don't know whether they're actually...
Anyway, to get back to what I was saying, the point I'm trying to make here is that famous people have families with feelings. I'm sick of the popular press making up stories just so that they can splash sensational headlines across the front page and sell more magazines. It's irresponsible, and it messes up people's lives.
Look, Ms. Russell, you're just angry about that particular article because the pictures we printed of you weren't very flattering. Anyway, we made a public apology and said there'd been some inaccuracies in the article.
Yes, but what you didn't say was what the inaccuracies were, so...
If I could just come in here, I think we need to address the root of the problem. Jim Falmer, why do certain magazines continue to print these stories when it's obvious that they are not true?
To increase circulation and make more money?
If you would let me answer the question, I think we have to look at the relationship between fame, the public, and the press. The public is fascinated by fame and scandal, and they love to read about their favorite stars. The problem is, it's not always clear what's true and what isn't. I mean, if a magazine prints something scandalous or embarrassing about a famous person, they're bound to deny it, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
Are you trying to say...
No smoke without fire, if you ask me.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we'll carry on after this short break for some travel news.